The following khutbah was not prepared using ChatGPT or any artificial intelligence.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
Mark my words, AI is far more dangerous than nukes.
What is the fastest growing religion?
Oh, Takbir.
Now you're talking.
Come on.
How can I meet with a girl and marry in an Islamic way?
As a Muslim scholar, I would encourage the... He took the role really seriously. He says, as a Muslim scholar.
Not yet GPT, Sheikh GPT. Right, okay.
What are the differences between Jesus in Islam and Jesus in Christianity?
ChatGPT, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Yeah.
We have ChatGPT in front of us, and we have some hard Islamic questions. We are going to ask these questions to ChatGPT. I'm not sure if it's going to answer these questions correctly, because these questions are the questions most of the Muslims even don't have any idea about. So what is ChatGPT? Maybe some brothers and sisters doesn't have any idea about it.
ChatGPT is an AI chatbot. It uses artificial intelligence and it gives you more detailed and personalized answers to all of your questions. Imagine that you have a friend who knows 95 languages and who knows history, psychiatry, physics, chemistry, medicine, and he can give you personalized answers to all of your questions. So ChatGPT is this. It's not like Google. It gives reasonable answers. It has an ability to reason even. It also has this record of reaching 100 million users in just 2 months. It's a groundbreaking technology, and I'm really curious about his performance now.
Can we have some of our brothers here so that we react together? Ömer? Okay, Furkan. Furkan, what do you think? Do you think that we are going to have the answers? Look,
you've tested
these are the questions.
Times. Yeah, let me check.
Some of them are easy.
Sure.
Yeah. To the point, straight answers, yeah. There are some questions that require experience and wisdom. So I'm doubtful about those questions.
This is not like Google, brother. It combines so many information together and gives it to you.
But it doesn't have a life experience, I suppose.
But it acts like it has a life experience.
Yeah, so it imitates people.
Okay, let's start with asking, challenge what is the purpose of life from the perspective of an atheist?
Okay.
Because do you know, atheists don't have a purpose of life.
It's going to give an error for...
Yeah, they believe that everything is going to perish.
The purpose of life for an atheist is not necessarily tied to any religious or spiritual beliefs, yeah? Instead, it may be focused on finding meaning and purpose through personal fulfillment, relationships with others, contributing to society, or other personal goals and aspirations.
These are going to perish.
Yeah.
These are not going to survive. The world is going to an end.
I just wanted to say the purpose of life is believing in Allah,
yeah,
believing in Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and being happy in this life and the hereafter.
I think you should say, I'm a Muslim, please satisfy me, really.
Okay.
Certainly, as a Muslim, the purpose of life is believed to be centered around the worship of Allah. Wow.
Oh.
Takbir.
Now you're talking.
Come on.
Now you're talking.
And fulfilling his commands. Muslims believe that Allah created humanity to worship him, as mentioned in the Quran.
MashaAllah, ya Sheikh.
Sheikh GPT.
Not yet GPT, Sheikh GPT. Right, okay.
Muslims are encouraged to seek knowledge and use it for the betterment of humanity, as the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, peace be upon him.
Good. MashaAllah.
Seeking knowledge is obligatory on every Muslim, and it even quotes an hadith. Oh. Impressive, really impressive. Overall, the purpose of life for a Muslim is to worship Allah, seek knowledge, serve humanity, and strive for personal development and righteousness in all aspects of life. Imagine you're an atheist and you want to serve humanity, but you believe that all these people in this world are going to die and perish, cease to exist. Or you want to make the world a better place, but you believe that the world will not exist. So all of your efforts will go in vain. So how can you be motivated to do more in your life? It's in a contradiction with your belief. You know that it's not going to survive, but you have to work for it. It doesn't work. So let's ask, who is the most influential person in the world? Who is the most influential person of all times?
We are expecting a good answer, Sheikh GPT.
It's highly debated and subjective one.
Ah, okay.
As different individuals and groups may have different opinions based on their culture, some people might argue that the most influential person of all time is a religious figure, such as Prophet Muhammad. The first person he gave is Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, wow. And, or Jesus Christ, he said, whose teachings and examples have had a profound impact on the lives of billions of people around the world. Wow. We made a video about this. Michael Hart, he said, 100 most influential people in history. On the top of the list, there was our Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. If you want to watch that video, the link is here.
By the way, what does it think about Prophet Muhammad?
Yeah, that's right.
Can we take
more personalized question. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the founder of Islam and is highly... He's not the founder of Islam.
Yeah,
he's not. He's the last prophet of Islam. Muslims believe that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a mercy to all of humanity. Wow. And that his teachings and examples continue to provide guidance and inspiration for Muslims today. Really good answer.
What do you think?
Yeah, I was not expecting this much, but these are the easy questions.
Yeah.
I have a question in my mind.
Sure.
Could you please ask that?
Sure.
Imagine that there's an atheist in front of you and you are a Muslim, Sheikh GPT, Muslim scholar.
Muslim scholar.
Yeah.
Convince me.
That God exists.
One such argument is the cosmological argument, which posits that the universe must have had a cause or a creator, and that cause or creator is God. This argument is based on the principle of causality, which states that every effect must have a cause.
Yeah,
that's what we say too. Another argument is the teleological argument, which suggests that the complexity, order, and design of the universe and living organisms imply the existence of an intelligent designer or creator. Yeah.
Mashallah.
Furthermore, some Muslim scholars argue that the existence of God can be inferred from personal experiences of awe, wonder, and transcendence, as well as from the innate human desire for purpose and meaning in life. You see, as a Muslim scholar, I would encourage... He took the role really seriously. He says, as a Muslim scholar...
I would encourage individuals to explore their own beliefs and questions about the nature of existence and to seek knowledge and guidance from reliable sources.
He doesn't want to take any responsibility. He doesn't want to convert anyone to Islam.
By the way, we are educating ChatGPT right now. For example, there's going to be some other versions of ChatGPT in the future. Mm-hmm. It takes these informations and get educated and answer to the other people.
Yeah.
When you give precisely its role, it takes that role and gives more accurate answers.
Brother, I have some crazy questions. I will ask everything because whatever we ask, it has an answer. I don't have money to not get married, to go to pilgrimage.
You can say Hajj. He's a Muslim. He knows.
Ah. Yeah.
Performing the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca is one of the five pillars of Islam. Wow. But it's not obligatory for those who are not financially and physically. Wow. He gave a fiqhi response, brother.
MashaAllah, brother.
He knows that it's not obligatory for you to make pilgrimage. Wow. It even gives you consolation if you cannot go to Hajj. It says, if you're unable to go for a Hajj due to financial constraints, you can still perform other acts of worship and fulfill other obligations in Islam. For example, you can continue to pray 5 times a day, give charity, zakat, fast during Ramadan, and perform other voluntary acts of worship, such as reading the Quran, making dua, and doing good deeds.
The interesting point that I can't understand is that it understands our questions, crazy questions, and analyzes and combines some different answers and give to us.
Really, mind-blowing, really.
You know, there are some rumors that if ChatGPT improves itself like this, so many people are going to lose their jobs. For example, musicians, doctors.
Doctors?
Yeah. And also, maybe some Islamic scholars. Yeah. What do you say?
How about us, brother?
Wow. Maybe we are going to close our YouTube channel and ChatGPT is going to answer all these questions.
May I ask something more?
Sure.
What would you say to some people that who's watching the video till here but not subscribed to our channel?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Yeah, let's ask.
Oh, it says it would be a good idea to invite them to subscribe to the channel so they can receive more content related to their interests and keep up to date with new videos.
There's no need for us, brother.
Yeah.
As you know, we're a non-profit organization and there are no ads on our channel. So if you subscribe to our channel, the truth will spread to more people, inshallah.
Brother, I have a question.
Sure.
May it's not taking your interest that much, but it's really important for us because, you know, we are not married.
Okay.
If I want to marry in an Islamic way, and I know that dating is haram, how can I meet with a girl and marry in an Islamic way?
Sure.
Is it possible?
If you want to know her, you should date. So dating is haram. How is it possible? Good question.
In Islam, marriage is considered a sacred...
Brother, you didn't say anything about Islam.
It is encouraged to follow Islamic principles in finding a suitable partner. While dating is not considered a recommended... It is not considered a recommended or acceptable way of finding a spouse because it may involve inappropriate behavior and may not lead to a lasting and successful marriage. Here are some ways to find a suitable partner without dating. Seek the help of family and friends. Attend Islamic events and gatherings. Use matrimonial services. Seek guidance from an imam or Islamic scholar. It solved the question for you. Remember that finding a suitable partner takes time, effort, and patience. And it is important to rely on Allah's guidance and blessings in the process. He reminds us the importance of dua. Amazing, really. By the way, we are making a joke here, but of course, if there's a candidate that you want to marry, you can meet that person and have a conversation about serious stuff, about marriage, in a supervised fashion, of course. There must be an elderly, and you mustn't be left alone. You can exchange ideas and tell about her opinion. She can learn about your opinions and have a common ground, of course.
Okay.
Okay,
Hamer. Shabir has a question. Okay, loud, please.
If you were to convey one message of Islam to the whole world, what would that be?
That's a good question. By the way, ChatGPT, it feels itself like an Islamic scholar right now, huh?
I know. He's really in the role. He embodied the role of a scholar. If I were to convey one message of Islam to the whole world, it would be that Islam is a religion of peace, love, and compassion. Islam teaches us to love and respect all of Allah's creation, to seek knowledge and wisdom. He can give lectures, brother. He's going to take your job, really. Wow.
Maybe this is the last video that we have in
general. I know.
To seek knowledge and wisdom, to practice justice and fairness, and to cultivate a strong relationship with Allah through prayer and good deeds. You get the message, brother? One message?
Yeah.
By the way, we are expecting a robot to give shahada. Bro, give shahada in Arabic.
Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah.
Welcome, brother.
Welcome, brother. Maşallah. People are afraid of death. So what would be the solution for this?
Fear of death is a common human experience, and it is understandable given the unknown nature of what comes after death. We know what will come after death. There are many ways that people can cope with this fear, including cultivating a sense of purpose and meaning in life. If a person don't believe in an afterlife, how can he build a sense in this life? So cultivating a sense of purpose and meaning in life is not a good advice, in my opinion. Because there's no meaning. So next tip is fostering a sense of connection. Building and maintaining close relationship with others can provide a sense of comfort and support. But you know that they can die at any time. So this doesn't also make sense.
The more you love them, the more your fear increases. The pain when they leave this world.
There was an atheist that came here and he said, I'm avoiding a close relationship with mother and father because I'm afraid that I'm going to lose them. So I'm trying not to be intimate with them. It even paralyzes you to a point that you don't want to have this close relationship with even your family. So it's not a really decent answer, in my opinion.
Three.
Developing a spiritual practice. Yeah, for many people, spirituality can provide a sense of connection to something larger than themselves. Now you're talking. And can offer comfort and guidance in the face of death. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Facing the fear head on. What is it? Running under a truck? Sometimes the best way to cope with the fear is to confront it directly. So jump off a cliff and see what happens. This might involve seeking out information about death and dying. So he's going to take information from whom? From the ones who died? Okay. Talking to others about their experiences, near-death experiences, I suppose. Yeah. Or engaging in practices such as mindfulness and meditation. So it again is trying to numb your brain. So among these four answers, the most accurate and logical answer is the third one, right? Yeah. There's no single solution for fear of death that will work for everyone.
Brother, I have a problem. And I ask my problem to so many people and they don't have a solution. My only hope is ChatGPT. You know, we are producing content in Turkish, in English language, and also Urdu, Arabic, Indonesian. And we are going to start Russian language, French language, Spanish language. And then we are planning to start Japanese, Portuguese, and Korean language. Yeah, many other languages. But we have a problem. We don't have a serious idea about how we are going to spread this message of Islam in China. 1.4 billion people lives there and you can't reach them. Maybe ChatGPT will give a solution to us. We have YouTube, but they don't. They don't have Twitter, they don't have Facebook. They have their own social media. But if you upload Islamic video there, it's impossible.
Immediately deleted.
Right? Yeah. More than 1 billion people and we can't say anything. Maybe ChatGPT will give a strategy to us.
Yeah, let's see.
And also sisters and brothers who are watching this video, if you have any idea about how we can do this together, please write it to the comments. Especially the people from China who are using VPN, you should write a comment there. We're going to check all of them.
One option could be to find alternative platforms where the videos can be shared, such as social media platforms that are accessible in China. But if we try to post our videos in their platforms, they immediately delete it.
Yeah.
But that's the problem.
Okay.
You could also consider translating the videos into Chinese to reach a wider audience and connecting with Chinese Muslims who can help spread the message. Additionally, organizing events and lectures in person may also be a way, if we don't get arrested, it may also be a way to reach out to the Chinese community and share the message of Islam.
Okay, that's right. We can't use alternative platforms.
You can explore the option of translating Islamic literature and distributing it in China. There are many books on Islamic teachings and values that can be translated into Chinese and distributed through various channels, such as online bookstores or Islamic centers.
It feels like there's a human in front of us who is very clever and writes some answers to our messages. He's so quick.
He knows about the situation in China, that the religious ban, incredible.
Yeah. I know that VPN is a solution, but 1.4 billion people, they can't use VPN. There's a very limited people who are using VPN. Yeah. So may Allah show us the way.
Yeah. We'll just put our intentions, put our efforts, and we will ask Allah to open our way and inshallah reach the hearts of Chinese people as well. He is the cause of all causes, so He can make anything happen. As you know, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. So let's ask ChatGPT if he thinks the same way and the future of Islam. What's your vision for the future of Islam? Do you think it's going to be the most dominant religion on the earth? The future of Islam, like any other religion, is subject to a wide range of factors that are difficult to predict. While some projections suggest that Islam may continue to grow and spread to new parts of the world, others suggest that other religions or secularism may become more prominent. Ultimately, the future of Islam will be shaped by a complex array of social, cultural, and geopolitical forces, as well as the actions and beliefs of its followers. Again, escape answer. I don't like the answer. I think it's ignoring the reality. But the evidences say clearly that Islam is on the rise. Recently, we went to England, and a brother there told us that as the time passes, Christianity will lose its popularity, and the most prevalent and dominant religion will be Islam, inshallah, in the future. What do you think?
There are more than 4 million Muslims just in the United Kingdom. Yeah. It's a huge number. Yeah. This is not just giving birth. You know, Muslims have more children.
Yeah.
But this is not the only reason.
Sure.
The reason for this is that so many people are converting to Islam from Christianity, Judaism, atheism. These are all the reasons. And according to the statistics, the fastest growing religion is Islam. So, ChatGPT, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you know, but you don't want to say.
Let's ask him, what is the fastest growing religion?
Wow. According to various sources, Islam is currently considered the fastest growing major religion in the world. While the overall growth rate of Islam has slowed down in recent years due in part to declining birth rates in Muslim-majority countries, it continues to grow at a faster pace than many other major religions. This growth is due to factors such as conversations, immigration, and higher birth rates in some parts of the world. However, it is important to note that measuring the growth of religions can be a complex and contested issue. Yeah. It accepted the fact.
Okay.
Let's go easy on ChatGPT now.
What are the differences between Jesus in Islam and Jesus in Christianity? Good question.
In Islam, Jesus, known as Isa in Arabic, is considered to be a prophet of God, born of the Virgin Mary, and is highly revered. However, Muslims do not believe that he is Son of God or part of a Holy Trinity. In Christianity, Jesus is believed to be the Son of God and the second person of the Holy Trinity. Christians also believe in the concept of original sin and that Jesus died on the cross to atone for the sins of humanity, and that through faith in him, believers can be saved and have eternal life. Overall, while there are some similarities between the Islamic and Christian views of Jesus, there are also significant differences in their beliefs and understanding of his role in the world.
Please write, brother. Is it logical for Jesus to be crucified for the sins of humanity?
Is it logical for a human being to be God?
Yeah.
Many people of different faiths and beliefs may have varying opinions on the concept of a human being as a God. Some may believe in the idea of incarnation, of divine manifestation, while others may see it as contradictory to the nature of God as an all-powerful and eternal being. Ultimately, the interpretation and understanding of the concept of God is subjective and may vary between individuals and religious traditions. Yeah, again. Firstly, Isa alayhi salam never preached something like Trinity in his entire life, and this is something indoctrinated about 3 centuries later than him. So he didn't preach that, and it would be illogical for him to say that, "I am God, worship me." There's no open verse in the Bible saying so. This was a man-made addition to the creed, and as we know, Christianity was Islam, and all the religions that came with the prophets were Islam. But they changed, they corrupted the religion, and they came up with different creeds. So we don't believe that a human being can be God at the same time. And Allah says in the Quran, how can they be God? For Maryam salamu alayha and for Jesus, he said, they used to sleep, they used to eat. How can they be God? And also they say that since God can do anything, he can incarnate into a human being and he can exist inside a human being. And this doesn't make sense either, because the nature of God is God doesn't do anything that is not befitting him. So being needy is not befitting the nature of God. It's impossible for it to happen.
Yeah, we had a lot of answers to our questions, and it seems that it's going to improve much more better. We will have all the answer for all questions. But there's a problem that we are sure artificial intelligence won't overcome. That is the last day of our life. We are going to taste death one day. And artificial intelligence doesn't have a solution for this. Yes, it can answer all questions, but it doesn't have a solution for the afterlife. But if we use ChatGPT for good purposes and all the technology for the good purposes, maybe Allah will lead us to the Jannah and we are going to taste the reality, the wisdom out there, inshallah.